Margarita Dubokovic is a SUNY Distinguished Professor in Pharmacology and Toxicology in Jacobs Medical School. The overall goal of research among UB, University of California, San Francisco, and North Carolina at Chapel Hill is that pill. The team is working with a vast library of chemicals, which showed one chemical which can bind to a biological clock in the base of the brain. The UB researcher says the chemical being tested can control your circadian rhythms, which either wake you up or put you to sleep. She says the chemical isn't ready for prime time. Dubokovic says taking melatonin at the wrong time can lead to sleep trouble.
You can get jet lag if you are at home because there are two things with melatonin. It acts on the biological clock at certain times of day. And at one time of day produces an effect that is forward. The next time of day, it will be backwards. So if you take it at the wrong time, you can get jet lag without leaving Buffalo.
Dubokovic says it's years before the pill will be ready for human use. That's either some company somewhere handling that or a UB scientist starting their own company to test melatonin and perhaps make a profit. The scientist says you can do a lot to improve your sleep by starting in a dark room without sound and without using your cell phone because the light of the screen can activate your melatonin and keep you awake. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.